T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It wasn't even last week. I was kind of looking at the possible Cole Hamels trade, and John Heyman came out and said it's very early, but it's obvious you connect the dots. The Phillies would be interested in Cole. His kids still go to school around here. He's pretty much still here, except for he pitches for the Texas Rangers. I looked at the rotation, Mike, and I said we don't really need him. Because you look at it, you're like, he's not, who are you going to bump out of the rotation? Well, you're not going to bump Nola. Eflin, certainly not. Pivetta, no. Arrieta, no. But I guess you could bump Vince Velasquez and put him in the bullpen. So now you have, because you know what you need. You need the high leverage relievers in your bullpen now. That's the catch. That's right. Velasquez coming in, throwing 97, 98 for an inning or two.
I like that idea.
He may not like it, but...
Yeah, he ain't going to like it for sure. Yeah, he's not going to like it. But I kind of like that idea.
Cole back in town?
I would love that big game pitcher.
Well, and here's the other thing. Like, you know, he's a lefty.
Yes, sir.
They haven't had a lefty in years.
Yeah,
since Cole left.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, since Cole left. Yeah, it'd be nice to bring him. How many years he got left on his deal?
His final year of a contract.
Oh, it's his final year?
It's a $6 million buyout. So they would... How it normally works with these deals is that depending on the prospects you throw in, maybe sometimes like the Rangers would pay for more of a salary if you threw in better prospects, or if they're looking to dump salary, the Phillies say, hey, we'll take on all the salary and we give you less prospects. So part of the negotiation.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
You imagine?
I mean, that'd be real sweet to bring Hamels back.
We would have to, for Cindy Webster,
we'd
have to get tranquilizers and a straitjacket if that happened.
Yeah.
It would cost us some money.
Yeah. But it'd be a great story. Second half of the season,
Hamels back. Awesome, man.
You know, I got Hamels, Nola, Arrieta, Eflin. We can roll with that.
You kidding me?
Yeah, I can roll with that.
It's a damn good rotation.
Machado.
So who's your top three though? Nola, Eflin, Cole.
Yeah.
Right now it would be right.
Nola.
I'm not putting Arrieta out there right now. He's not a top three starter right now. If Cole comes.
Nah, you're right. But his salary says.
Yeah. You're right.
He's one of the top guys.
How about Cole at the barbecue, the cookout, the Ike Reese cookout?
Hamels?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah? Hamels. Nah, it's all right.
I have had beers with Cole before.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
A good guy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. He's the Chickies and Pete's.
He used to come by?
Yeah. Well, after an Eagles game.
Oh, all right.
So he would, you know, the players typically are at Chickies and Pete's, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the private room. But obviously, Hamels, if he comes, Pete's going to usher him back there to the private room.
Of course.
Yeah.
So. I could see him enjoying a Smirnoff Ice with Ben after the after an Eagles game, right?
I wonder what it wasn't. He wasn't drinking. He wasn't drinking a girly beer. It was. I can't remember what it was though.
Something manly. IPA. It's an IPA.
Yeah,
damn it.
Maybe it was. I don't know. It wasn't wine.
It was not.
No, he wasn't drinking wine.
Tom and Ambler. Tom, what's up, brother?
Hey guys, how are you? I love your show, John and Ike.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Tom.
Hey, John, you're nuts, man. I no way in the world would I trade Reese Hoskins for Manny Machado for a half-year rental. I understand you could sign him long-term, but you're going to have Harper's going to be available next year.
Yeah, but let me just cut you and let me continue. Just hang on. Let's just say, and I know this isn't necessarily likely to happen, let's just say that they were able to work out a contract extension as part of the trade. So now you're getting him for however many years. Are signed, sealed, and delivered. You don't have to worry about in case he becomes a free agent. Would you do it then?
No, because I think these guys, well, not him, but Harper's going to be available next year, right? So you're looking for that bat. Let me ask you this. In 07, right, because I think we both agree that the Phillies aren't going to win the World Series, right?
No.
They're going to make the playoffs. Maybe we disagree on that.
Is it likely they win? No, I agree with you there. I hear what you're saying.
Right. So, like, in 07, right, when they lost to Colorado, would you have traded Ryan Howard for somebody else at that point?
Yeah.
Because I think recent Ryan Howard almost
– Come on, man. Ryan Howard had – how many – did he have
– Yeah.
He had 57
was
in
– 58. It was 58 the year he won the MVP, right?
Yep.
Bad comparison. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's true. But I think he's one of the cornerstones. I don't think we give him up. I think that going forward, we're going to have – you know, we got Kingery. We got him. I think it would be crazy and foolish for us to get rid of him in such a young – such a young stage of his career. Plus, I also think I like your idea about getting Hamels. I think that would be a nice addition to the rotation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. But,
who you got at your cookout, Tom?
I think you'd be crazy not to invite Sir Charles.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Tom.
That's a good one. Come on, man, Chuck.
Every time.
Who's not inviting Chuck to the barbecue?
Because he would show up with bottles.
Oh yeah.
And.
Meat and everything else.
He's a really generous, fun, good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got to bring Chuck.
All right, how about this one, Ben? I'll ask Ben.
Got to bring Chuck to the barbecue.
How about Carson? You know what he's bringing with him?
Yeah.
He's bringing some weird meat.
Yeah, he's bringing deer meat or something.
He's going to drag deer in with him.
No, but just like when you invite this person, like with Larry David, Larry David's weirdness and inappropriateness comes with him.
Yes.
Carson Wentz brings...
deer.
The venison.
Yeah.
And maybe you're drinking one too many Ike juices and he's looking at you being like, and maybe judging you a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not inviting Carson to the barbecue.
No Carson at your barbecue.
No Carson.
What Carson's going to do, he's going to walk in with a giant, like, 5-foot long cooler, and he's just going to pull some animal out of there and be like, oh, I just caught this. Can we go chop it up in your kitchen?
I'm not inviting Carson.
You know,
to
he
barbecue.
Didn't go to, like, Acme to pick up some meat.
All of a sudden.
What? Hell no. He kills his own meat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's going to bring it in the back of his car. I can't handle that.
All of a sudden, my daughter's like, Daddy, my bunny got out of the cage, and you know, all of a sudden it's all they're like, oh, is that what that is?
It's in the
grill?
Stew. It's in a pot.
You're looking at this elk, like, how do I grill this? What am I supposed to do with this?
Who else? Like Deuce at a barbecue.
Deuce Daly?
I could see him holding quarter around a keg.
I done been to barbecues with Deuce.
Yeah?
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah, we were players.
What kind of barbecue guy is Deuce?
Oh, Deuce?
Got the burger and the dog.
Comes in, well, remember, he's coming as a guest, right?
Yes.
So, you know. You mean what type of food is he eating?
Just, yeah, what's Deuce doing at a barbecue?
Deuce is...
He's playing horseshoes.
You know what? I don't really see him as...
Nah.
Nah. Probably, you know what? Cards. See, we play a lot of cards.
So he's a nice guy.
Deuce likes the cards.
Is he a card player?
Yeah, he's a card player.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Me too. That'd work out.
Play some spades. Right? Some tonk.
Oh, Tonk. Oh, my God.
Boo-ray.
Just gave me a nightmare from saying Tonk.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get Mark Northeast Philly in here. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
What up, Mark?
Hey, Nash. Coming on here. I'm sorry. I was a video speaker. You guys were, you know, talking about bringing Hamels back. I thought that makes a lot of sense, man. I would go see Hamels. I would definitely pay to see Hamels. Like, I like watching the team. I love listening on 94. But I'll tell you, I would actually pay and go down and sit in the seat. And watch Hamels again.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine his first start at home?
Wow.
His first start. I wouldn't surprise me if it was close to 40,000.
Right. In 2008, I lived in Houston, Texas. I moved down there for a little while, so I missed that whole run. I mean, I paid attention, and when they would come to Houston, I would go to the games. But I would go see Hamels pitch at home. For, you know, it would be a first for me. So, you know, I'm a Philadelphia guy. But
absolutely.
I was thinking about the celebrity thing here. I think I'd have to go. I wouldn't say Howard Stern, but I'd go with Kid Rock would be my guy because I think he would bring a party. He would bring a party.
Kid
I don't know
Rock.
What
Kid Rock would bring a party now, that's for sure.
No doubt about that. All right, strong call, Mark. You would not want Howard Stern at a he is antisocial. He has social anxiety.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want him there. He wouldn't be a lot of fun. He'd just want to go home. How about just at the station, the camera. Would the camera be fun at the barbecue?
I would want Joe there just so I could watch him.
Yeah, I would invite Joe.
To see how he operates.
I think I've been in social situations with Joe like that. Yeah, he's good. He'd probably be out there playing lawn darts or whatever I would have set up out there. How about Howard?
Oh, Eskin.
Ben, would you invite Howard over to the barbecue? Well, he's not a drinker,
no.
Right?
No, he's not going to drink anything.
He's going to bother people, to annoy you the whole time?
Oh, yeah. He's going to bring his Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, he's out.
Show
it. He's out.
He's out.
888-729-9494.
He would have the showpiece for you. He'd be standing there holding court.
He would.
Yeah,
he would.
You know?
Yeah, it'd be some entertainment. But who would you bring to the, what celebrity or athlete, movie star, whatever, would you bring to your barbecue? The winner gets a pair of Kevin Hart Irresponsible Tour tickets. 888-729-9494. I would assume Hamels is pretty much unanimous, and we'll give you more details about that coming up because...
Yeah, people love Hamels, man.
But the last caller just said it. He would buy tickets to go down. That's
right.
A big thing right now with the Phillies. They got to start putting butts in the seats. That's a big
true.
Reason.
Yeah. The sellouts were really due to Yankee fans.
I was nauseated.
Yeah.
Nauseating watching that. We're back after this. 888-729-9494. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.